Master, I want to see. These words sum up these readings for this weekend. So simple, but so very profound at the same time. Our first reading speaks of God's love, His providence, His deliverance, and His blessings. But it comes to the people of Israel at a time when they are held captive. They are in an exodus, away from the Holy Land. But they had their prophets, and these prophets urging them to exalt, to praise the Lord, promising that the Lord would lead them home. And yet, the Lord only promises to bring home a remnant. These lame and the blind, mothers, those who were expecting. Probably not the group we would put together to rebuild a nation after they had been taken away. But these are who God chooses, showing us that this restoration project is going to be a work of God and not a work of men. Same thing we see in our gospel. Even with all of the modern science, all of the surgery techniques, the medicines that we have, we cannot cure blindness. Blindness is cured occasionally, but when it is a work of God. Today, we come across Bartimaeus. We know who he is. We get his name. He is the son of Timaeus. These details we don't get from very many people that Christ heals in his ministry. But we do get that with him. But that's really about all we get. We know that he's blind, but was he born blind? Or was he blind because of an accident or an illness? So he is sitting there at the side of the road, and he hears that it is Jesus who is passing by. Son of David, have pity on me. The crowd tries to get him to quiet down, to be silent. But he won't have any of that because he knows who this is. Son of David, he calls out even more. Have pity on me. The crowd wasn't able to see that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of David, the Master. Bartimaeus sees all of these things. So the crowd, they're getting their conscience pricked by Bartimaeus. So they just want him to shut up, go away. We'll be beyond you in 10 minutes and we can't hear you, so we'll be good. But Jesus hears him and he stops. Call him. And so now the crowd, they're like, the leaves that are blowing around in the wind today, right? They're just this way one day, and then they turn around the next moment, they're over here. So they come to Bartimaeus. Take courage, get up. They're no longer telling him to be quiet. He's calling you. Come on with us. As a blind man, Bartimaeus would have very few possessions. His cloak would have been probably his most prized possession, because on a day like this, he could sit on it and stay up off the wet grass. It was something that would protect him from the weather. Laid out around him, the people that came by and laid alms, they would lay alms in his cloak and he would be able to gather those alms up. It was something that it would become his bed at night. It was one of the few things he had, but it served so many purposes. So what does he do? He shows his utter dependence on God. And he throws his cloak away. He gets up and he goes before Christ. What do you want me to do for you? These words, how similar to the words that we heard just last week when Jesus asked James and John, what do you wish me to do for you? But they came to Jesus full of pride, full of their ego, seeking positions of authority, seeking positions of leadership. But Bartimaeus comes in humility and in poverty, casting aside any earthly possession. Master, I want to see. These words used here can be translated into Rabboni, the very same word that Martha uses when she comes before Christ Mary uses when she comes before Christ in Gethsemane. No demand to be healed, just a simple statement of his deepest desire, offered to the one that he knows in his heart can make it happen. And what does he hear? Go your way. Your faith has saved you. His faith in the Messiah, his faith in the Son of David, in the Anointed One, all of the promises that God had made to his people since the very beginning, he was able to see all of these things despite his physical blindness. While those who were walking with Christ had the physical sight, but spiritually they were blind. And immediately once he gains his sight, what does he do? He's been told, go your way. He's been given the freedom to go and do what he wishes. And he turns and he follows Christ. He's not like James and John who wished positions of authority, positions in the front. He is willing to be a follower. The gift of sight for Bartimaeus was a sign for this sizable crowd that was walking with Christ. It is a sign for us as well. There are many types of sight and many types of blindness. Physical sight, we know that the blindness from our physical abilities can lead to many dangers because we can't see traffic coming. If we're walking in the middle of the winter, we can't see the ice on the sidewalk. We can't see symptoms of a disease when we look in a mirror. We can't see the expression of love on the face of someone when we're speaking with them. We can't see beauty, whether in a rainbow, in a sunrise, in a sunset, in a painting. Physical blindness has physical ramifications. But beware of him who can destroy the body and toss the soul into Gehenna. There are so many more serious types of blindness in our world. Moral blindness. Not having that ability to determine right from wrong. Losing our conscience. We know people around us that they can harm another and not have a second thought about it. They couldn't care less. Taking another's life. Taking another's spouse. Stealing property or money. What, we had 3 attacks in our nation this week? The spiritual blindness, not being able to see. It is our conscience that makes us who we are, that makes us human. It gives us our dignity. It is where God speaks into our hearts and invites us into his light. But there is another type of blindness as well, and this is the blindness of our faith. What allows us to see that we are on a mission. We've come from God, and in this life, we are on a path back to God. It allows us to see beyond the material, to see the deeper truths, to see, yes, we are spiritual beings, we are physical beings, but so much more, we are spiritual beings. We're not just a conglomeration of our emotions, of our feelings, of our intelligence. We have a soul that is destined to live for eternity. Eyes of faith allow us to see as God sees, allow us to see ourselves as God sees us, and allows us to see our neighbor as God sees them, especially when we see them in the poor and the unassuming. Bartimaeus is given this gift, a gift of total sight, physical, moral, and spiritual. So we let his prayer be our prayer, to be our guide in all aspects of this life, so that we may cast off our cloak and confidently call out with Bartimaeus, Master, I want to see.
This Thursday, November 1st, is All Saints Day, a holy day of obligation. Please check the bulletin for Mass times. Prairie Catholic 7th and 8th grade students will be put in on All Saints Day program on Thursday, November 1st at 12:30 p.m. in St. Gabe's Church. Next Saturday, November 3rd, we need volunteers to help with food preparation for the Fall Fest at St. Gabriel's School Hall. Please check the bulletin for items we still need for the Fall Fest. Script will be sold after Mass.
And one of the things we need, as always, is pies. So there are pie tins at the entrances of the church. So if you can help us out there, please take a couple of pie tins home. Also, in the back of the church today, there's a class, I believe, of 2020, but it's for one of our Washington, D.C. trips anyway. They are selling pies, as they've done for the last couple of years, to be ordered through Ma's Bakery for delivered in time for Thanksgiving. So they'll be doing this weekend and in a couple of weeks as well. So if you'd like some pies for Thanksgiving so you can take some time off, you know where to get them. This Thursday is a holy day of obligation, so please check for those Mass times. Next weekend is a missionary Sunday, so we've got a missionary priest coming in next weekend. We've not had that yet this year, so the collection that will be explained in the bulletin this coming week how that works with the collection being the following weekend. So please pray for the missionary priest that will be coming in next weekend. And then many of you have heard, I'm sure, that we've had some furnace issues. We thought we had it fixed with a new furnace. I guess we've learned that even brand new pieces of equipment are not foolproof. So our furnace, it did not blow up, but we had a equipment malfunction, and they'll be in tomorrow or Tuesday to determine the extent of the damage. It does not look good right now, but that's looking at it from a layperson's eyes, so to speak. We'll see what happens. Pray for good weather. We've got our fall fest next Sunday across the street. Probably not going to have a furnace going at that time. So we need many people in there. So if we get the hall packed, you know, the body heat will make it nice and comfortable for everyone. So, and then pray for us that we can hopefully, this will just be a little bump and we'll be able to get heat into the school very shortly.